and talk about the weather a little bit. What do you call a very bad windstorm that usually comes in from the tropics, I guess?
A tornado? We are in the tornado pathway, mm-hmm. So...
What is a tornado like?
Well, we call heavy winds that possibly bring the actual funnel
mm-hmm.
tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just,
oh. mm-hmm.
we're having tornado weather, or we're having tornado. Doesn't actually mean we're having the funnel,
mm-hmm.
because we have that kind of weather so much.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the tornadoes themselves, the funnel clouds?
Yes, very often.
Mm. Have you seen them?
Yes, I have.
Is it a bad experience? I've never seen one.
Yes, and Dumas people know a lot about them and how to get away from them. And
what do you do?
You can outrun them.
Really?
They only travel 35 miles an hour.
For heaven's sake.
Usually. They don't go fast.
Gee.
And if you get in the car and go the other way, you can get away from them.
Hmm.
They say that you look at the funnel and it looks like it's straight up and down.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming right at you.
Mm.
But if you can see a slant,
uh-huh.
it's going away.
Oh.
And,
good to know, because I'm scared of those
yeah.
things. And I don't know what
it
to
is
do.
Good to know. But, let me see. Dumas has been hit countless times.
Has your house been damaged?
No.
That's good. What about the kind of really severe windstorm? You probably don't have them in Arkansas, that has an eye in the
hurricane.
Middle of it. Do you have them at all?
We have the winds and rain that
mm-hmm.
come up from the Gulf from them, but that's about all.
Mm-hmm.
By the time it's gotten to Arkansas, it's usually spun out.
Mm-hmm. What about, I don't know if you have them in Arkansas, but we certainly have them in Atlanta, a type of storm in which it rains, but then it's so cold that the rain freezes when it hits the ground and it breaks power lines and everything is...
Sleet storm, ice storm.
Okay. Do you have those?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are they just like the ones in Atlanta?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Okay, that takes care of that page. What do you call the man who delivers the mail?
Mailman.
Okay, and the man who picks up the trash?
Garbage man.
Right. What would you say a person has if he can gain influence from City Hall? Gain favors from City Hall, I should have said.
I don't know.
One thing you might say is that he has influence. Is there anything else you could say?
You mean power?
Okay, that's fine. If he has some sort of way he can get special favors.
No.
Okay. Do you have a name for a city employee who has no real job, no responsibilities, doesn't do anything, he just gets a salary?
I think a slough.
Mm.
Term.
All right.
He's a slough.
Okay. What do you call a large food store in a shopping center? Not a specific store, but a general name.
Grocery.
Okay. Would you have a different name, or would you use the same name for a small neighborhood food store?
They would not be called groceries. They would be stores.
Okay. What about the kind that opens very early and stays open very late, and usually their prices are higher, too?
7-Eleven.
Would you use that just for one named 7-Eleven, or for any of them?
That would be for all of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about a store where you might shop for special foods, cooked meats and salads, and might have tables where you could eat? Usually these are high-class, high-priced foods.
Delicatessen.
Okay.
Or a specialty shop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you didn't want to bother using the stove and the oven, you wanted to heat up some food, what sorts of appliances might you use?